Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We have talked a lot about embolism over the years, and we keep looking for ways to prevent embolism. Today, we're going to talk specifically about VTE, venothromboembolism, after routine knee surgery, particularly arthroplasty. The risk of VTE, which would include both deep vein thrombosis and PE in orthopedic patients, is among the highest of all surgical specialties. The risk of postoperative VTE and bleeding depends on both things that are specific to the procedure and things that are specific to the patient. At baseline, there are selected orthopedic surgeries that are considered very high, and those would include hip surgery and knee surgery, particularly hip fracture surgery and pelvic and multiple fractures. And there are things that we would consider lower risk, such as ankle surgeries, tibial surgeries, elbow surgeries, and the like. There is a score called the Caprini score. It's very complicated, not in terms of figuring out the actual number, but there are lots of parameters, and I certainly haven't used it, but it can be useful in stratifying the risk. Most surgeons that I know do this sort of by gestalt. In addition, most of the data that assesses the risk of VTE are derived from patient populations that are undergoing pretty significant orthopedic surgery under pretty adverse conditions. In other words, post-trauma, not routine surgery. So just quickly, the procedure-related aspects of orthopedic surgeries relate to the extent and the duration of the surgery, the type of anesthesia, and the likelihood of immobilization, and perhaps the chance that they're going to be cast postoperatively. Things that are specific to the patient are not surprising. They include age over 75, and particularly older age, poor ambulation, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. None of these that I've quoted have specifically addressed the issue in the population after total knee arthroscopy. You've chosen an article that comes from JAMA Surgery. It was published in 2018 in October, and it attempts to answer the question, is aspirin alone effective in preventing postoperative venous thromboembolism in adults after total knee arthroplasty? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was a cohort study. So it was there's a registry in Michigan, a cohort of over 49,000 patients who are entered into this registry after they have a total knee arthroplasty. They all had a unilateral surgery between 2013 and 2015, and they looked at the outcomes for patients who got different approaches to VTE prophylaxis during the three-day perioperative window. So they looked at several groups: aspirin alone, aspirin plus an anticoagulant, which could be either warfarin, a direct factor XA inhibitor, or low molecular weight heparin, anticoagulant only, or no drug prophylaxis at all. So again, aspirin, aspirin plus anticoagulant, anticoagulant alone, and nothing. The primary outcome was a composite of having a PE, a DVT, or death during the 90 days after surgery. Secondary outcome was major bleeds. They did adjust for things like differences in age, differences in risk factors, comorbidities, previous venous thromboembolism, and the like. So patients who got no prophylaxis had a significantly higher risk of VTE compared with those who got prophylaxis. But when they looked at the other groups, there was no significant difference in the rates of VTE, venous thromboembolism, in patients who took aspirin alone compared with those who took aspirin plus an anticoagulant or an anticoagulant alone. There was also no significant difference in major bleeding events between the aspirin and the other groups. So the more aggressive anticoagulation didn't appear harmful over that relatively brief period, but the aspirin was just as effective in this study. They also found that during the study period, based on, I think it was called the EPCAT 2 trial, there was a trial that reported similar benefit to aspirin and anticoagulation around 2015. And so during the study period, the use of aspirin alone increased from about 10% to about 50%. During that time, there was no concurrent rise in the risk of VTE or bleeding. So bottom line, this study found no significant differences in the risk of VTE or major bleed in adults given aspirin alone compared with other approaches to anticoagulation after total knee arthroplasty. Another recent study that was an RCT also reported similar efficacy for low-dose aspirin compared with rivaroxaban in the same setting.
Very interesting. I appreciate you sharing that with us, Mark. Let's talk again next week. I'm sure that as this study comes out, there'll be lots of similar studies looking at other specific orthopedic procedures. And perhaps it's time to relook at this whole area and come up with a list of practice guidelines that the orthopedic surgeons can use.
That's right. And so the people with Bayer may have been unhappy with us a few weeks ago when we dissed aspirin and its cardiovascular effect, but they should love this one.
Great. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk again in a week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.